This is The State of Things. I'm Anita Rao, in for Frank Stachow. Musician Shauna Tucker has developed her own genre of music. She calls it chamber soul. It's a blend of the improvisation of jazz with the simplicity of folk storytelling, and it's all tied together with some soulful R&B. Shauna's first album received widespread praise for its original sounds and songwriting. But she recently left her job as a cellist with Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas to focus on her solo career, and that brought her back to North Carolina. Shauna's working now on her second album, but in the meantime, she is still performing. She'll be at the Rhythm of Race celebration tomorrow at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh, but first she joins me in studio. Shauna, welcome back to The State of Things.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Good to have you. And you're also joined today with Shirazat Tinnen on drums. Shirazat, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Thanks for being here. So, Shauna, for the past 5 years, you were a cellist in the orchestra for Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas. I've been to one Cirque du Soleil show. I cannot imagine keeping up the energy for that kind of performance night after night. How'd you do it?
I think if I were an acrobat, I would be like, yeah, I know, girl. I know. I don't know how they do it. But it's interesting to tap into a different type of energy, like the energy that it takes to focus on playing the same music 10 shows a week in a way that is fresh and new, you know, where you can make it sound through cello. And I was also singing to do that and make it sound brand new every single time. It can get exhausting.
So you did that night for night. You decided to leave and you took a big road trip across the country and met a bunch of other cellists. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was at the show Ka at MGM for 5 years, and we always renew in July. And in July of 2016, I was like, I think it's time to do something different. And for me, it was the opportunity cost of this amazing opportunity to work with Cirque du Soleil or continue to say no to these amazing opportunities that keep coming up, festivals and performances and collaborations around the world. But I'm on contract for a certain number of shows, so I can't just be like, hi, I need to live my life. I need to become famous somewhere else. So I'm going to be gone. So I'll be gone for like 2 weeks. I'll be back. Just press the button. I can't, you know, that's like, you just can't do it.
Right.
So I left in December of 2016, and I had some time. I had to get my car back from Vegas to North Carolina because, sidebar, I've always, like, for me, living in Las Vegas was work. North Carolina is home. But I'd never driven across country before, so I was like, all right, I'm going to get in the car. I have to bring my instruments. My instruments have to come out when I eat or sleep for safety, so why don't I stop and do pop-up shows, solo shows? And so that kind of unnerved a lot of me playing all by myself, just cello, just voice, no rhythm ensemble behind me. And along the way, I got a chance to meet a lot of the people that I only know on Instagram or on Facebook. So it was really, really cool.
So you have been busy since you left Cirque. You're currently in the process of recording a second album, but in the meantime, you released a single of Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It. So let's listen to a quick clip of that sound.
Sure.
You must understand, though the touch of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. Physical, only logical. It may seem to you that I'm acting confused when you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I've read it someplace.
That's chamber soul musician Shauna Tucker playing a cover of Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It. She's here today with Shirazat Tinnen on drums and perform Saturday at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. So you chose this song to cover because you have a special bond with Tina Turner. Tell me about that bond.
Yeah, she's my mom. And I know a lot of people don't know that. Tucker, Turner, you know, we just kind of know. This song was one of the first videos that I saw as a child, like when New York Hot Tracks or MTV, you know, when it first hit the scene, right? When they actually played videos. And not this other foolishness they got. But anyway, it was so empowering to see this woman with her hair was all like what we think is kind of crazy and extreme now, but like it was, she was just beautiful, and she had this bright red lipstick, she had this leather skirt, and I would think I was like, I don't know, 9 or something, and I wanted that leather skirt, I wanted those, I wanted everything, I wanted to be her. And my mom was like, no. But to see her, like, just that shaped, you know, the desire to, I grew up on Long Island, and New York City versus Long Island, it's like living in a different state. And so, you know, wanting to walk through the streets with that switch and like, I'm in control and I'm telling you what love got to do with it. Yeah. Shoot. Hashtag Tina Turner. You know what that means, you know? And so one of the things that I do a lot is showcasing at different conferences and stuff. And one of the things that an agent of mine said was, you know, you got your songs, your originals, but at some point you need to grab your audience quickly and with something that they know and just put your own spin on it. And so I think he had suggested, I'm pretty sure he had suggested like something by Tina Turner. I was like, bet. I can do this. Yeah, it takes a couple of very interesting turns. But what I notice the most is that people listen and they're going like, you know, you can see their mouths going, it may seem to you. How do I know the song? Acting confused. What's love? That's what's love got to do with what? You know.
And then it hits them.
Exactly.
So you have another cover that you're working on for your second album, and you all have that ready to do for us, I believe. This is Time After Time.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear it.
And think of you, caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback to warm night, almost left behind, the suitcase of memories. Time after, sometimes she'll picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you have said. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. After my picture fades and darkness has turned to gray, watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from so deep inside. Drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting. Time after time. Time after time, after time, after time. Second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time.
time after time.
That's chamber soul musician Shauna Tucker playing a cover of Time After Time. She's working on this for her new album and is here today with Shirazet Tinnen on drums. They perform Saturday at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences for the Rhythm of Race celebration. That was wonderful. Such a great collaboration between you two. And I know collaboration is at the core of your work and what you're trying to do moving forward. What is it that collaboration brings to your playing?
There's a newness. Anytime it's just like meeting new people and having conversations. You know, I know it's hard to believe, but I'm a very social person. I know. Very hard to believe. But I love having new conversations and meeting people and, you know, and discovering in those first moments of, you know, how people let their personalities come through. Even if it's just a very brief exchange, you know, you get some coffee. What's up? And some people don't respond to what's it like. Why is she talking to me? Like, I don't know her, you know. But it's the same with music. I mean, I perform a lot nationally now. And to be able to meet a new rhythm section for the very first time, you know, it's like we come into rehearsal and there's like this you have to like sink in fairly quickly and you have to establish a synergy so that the music can live. Like Shirazet and I collaborate a lot, both within my ensembles, but also Shirazet has a project, the Sonic Wallpaper project, and she's allowed me to come in and sort of have my conversations on cello and voice. I am working a lot with the Benny Maupin ensemble in California, which is straight ahead jazz and something very new for me. And it's the best kind of uncomfortable because you get to realize all of the different facets and profiles of your own musical personality, and it forces you to become more creative.
So briefly, we only have time for one more song and one more question. You're part of the Rhythm of Race exhibit tomorrow. I know you've seen the exhibit. You had a special connection with it. Just tell me briefly what it is and what you like about being a part of this.
Sure. It's such an honor to be asked to do this, and this is actually my first performance back in officially as a North Carolina resident. The takeaway for me is that it allows, finally, conversations across races about race. We've been very uncomfortable about talking about race issues. This exhibit gives some factual biological information. It gives social information. It gives cross-generational information. I brought my 16-year-old son, and he's like, wow. Oh, wow. And you just learn a lot about what not just you or people that look like you go through as they walk through this world, through this space, through this state. I like the permission that it gives for us to have these conversations.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for having a conversation with us today. That's Shauna Tucker on the cello and vocals, Shirazet Tinnen on drums. They perform tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Rhythm of Race Celebration in Raleigh. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. And we are going to have time for them to play us out with one more song. Before you do, let me just say this is a State of Things broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao, and here's some more music.
Shine. Mountain and sea shines a light. Far away over forest and trees is a light that heath neither rain nor shine. It continues to shine for you and for me. It heath neither shine, it continues to shine for you and for me, for you and for me. Far away past valley and hill shines a light. Is alive.
Thank you.